We all have them in our house. Those plastic bags are trying to watch our carbon footprint. I've been using a lot of the reusable bags and learning thanks to our friend Tom the Bowler. He used to work in a recycling plant because we brought this up at last hour that those plastic bags that we use in our house, they don't go in the recycling.
How is that even possible? Why are they not making plastic bags that can be recycled? I don't understand that.
So just know that. Don't throw them in the recycling. That's why you're supposed to be taking them back to the stores, and then they reuse them somehow.
I thought that the store was like, hey, if you have these extra ones here, just go ahead and throw. I didn't know that that was the only way to recycle them, because I don't know if you know this, not every state does recycling like Wisconsin
Correct.
Does. Like Indiana, they don't really recycle a lot down there.
Neither does Michigan when I went to visit my best friend. It's a whole different ballgame there.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that. I thought that was like a thing that the grocery stores all around did.
Yes.
But you can't recycle them. Now,
But you can reuse them.
Yes.
So what do you do with those plastic bags then?
Yeah. Call us 608-321-1063. And I have my wife on the line right now. I do something with the plastic bags.
It's so weird.
That you hate.
Mackenzie hates.
That I do. Honey, what is it? What is it that I do with the plastic bags that drives you nuts?
You wrap up our food in it.
There it is.
So after Jackson does this.
So much.
Do you even eat the food then, or is it ruined now and he's the only one that can eat it?
No, you can still eat it, but like you can't see anything in the fridge because it's all plastic bags.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, so, I will say it is hard to see through them.
Cheese in plastic bags, and you can't see what cheese is what, or if it's cheese or if it's hot dogs until you open it up.
You put hot dogs in plastic bags?
Sometimes if you have to cut the package open, they're in the package.
Oh, okay,
but then I put the package inside the plastic bag. Same with the cheese. Like I have a block of cheese, and I keep the wrapper over it.
Summer sausage, you put that in there.
Summer
then
sausage.
We have just a refrigerator. Think of a pile of plastic bags.
Are you against the Ziploc industry for some reason, Jackson?
I don't want to spend money for Ziploc bags. I like to save those for things like her taking lunch.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's an onion right now in the door that's in a plastic bag. I know that.
Yes, there's two onions in the door.
Oh, there's two of them in there?
Bag.
I didn't see the other one.
It's because you didn't know it was in the other one.
You are so unique. Oh, my God. You know what? I know what I'm going to gift you. The next time I'm going to give you a gift, it's going to be those to-go plastic containers.
We already have a bunch of those.
We have those.
Why don't you use those?
We do. They're full.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I'm not getting a good Pyrex container out to throw an onion in.
No, I'm not talking about good ones.
I know you can't hear me, but my eyes are rolling pretty hard.
Asking, where do you keep your plastic bags in your home, and what do you end up doing with them? Especially as we're learning today, they're not really decomposable. Hmm. They're not recyclable. That was something I learned throughout this past year, but we want to make sure you know that.
Yeah, I knew about the not decomposable. If you ever get a chance, I implore you, go to a landfill. There's a lot of them in the area. You're allowed there. Take your kids and just look. Just take a look and see all the trash. Then come back a month later and see where it's at after that. It is incredible. And there's so many plastic bags, but I didn't know you couldn't recycle them.
Yeah, so that's why you're supposed to take them back to the store. Is that okay? Mm. So we learned that. We also know the saying, reduce, reuse, recycle. So how do you reuse these plastic bags maybe, right?
Yeah. All right, Brigida, it's a beautiful name I'm probably mispronouncing. Brigida, what do you do with your plastic bags?
We end up giving them to our food pantry because they're constantly short on the plastic bag situation.
Oh, so they use those to hand out groceries for people and stuff?
Exactly.
That's a great way
great
to reuse
tip.
Them. Didn't even think about that. Local food pantries.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brigida.
You're very welcome.
Yeah,
good tip.
That's a good one there. Mm-hmm. We got a few texts just recently from Sarah. Says there's an organization here in Madison that will crochet the bags into mats for the homeless.
I've seen that.
That's
such
cool.
A great idea.
How come someone's grandma can crochet a plastic bag into a mat, but a recycling facility can't recycle it into another bag?
It's science. Plastic is not good.
I suppose.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Doug, what do you do with these plastic bags in your home?
All right. So I have to tell you, so my kid sometimes his feet get dried out in the wintertime, especially.
Your feet?
His feet. So they like get dried and cracked. So what I do is I put lotion on them and then like put a plastic bag around them.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. I missed the first part of this.
Yeah, are we talking about a human or a pet?
My son.
Your son.
Yes. So, but what it
does
is
it
makes the feet so that they like are brand new the next day.
Oh, that's good. So, my feet are really dry. Maybe I'll do that. I'll
do what? He sleeps in them? Or how long has he got to wear these?
So, yeah. So what you do is you put the lotion on.
Okay.
And then you put the bag around it. And then he sleeps in it. And then the next day, it's like a brand new foot.
I know people do that with socks. You're the first person I've ever heard of does it with their plastic bags.
I can't imagine sleeping with a sock on, let alone having a plastic bag on my foot.
That is so funny.
I know. It's hilarious, but it works.
I want you right now, Doug, to take $10 out of every one of your paychecks. I want you to put it in a savings account to pay for this young man's therapy when he gets older, because it's going to be your fault.
Thank you, Doug. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Take care.